Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a chicken and a scaredy cat. It's time for a story. Today's story is For No Reason, written by Kathleen Gower. Last Monday morning, right after the recess bell, that's when the trouble started. My class was lined up at the door when Brad Lugsley, the new boy in my class, pushed me smack onto the classroom floor for no reason. My teacher, Ms. Rosso, spun around and caught me on my hands and knees. "Brad Lugsley pushed me on purpose," I cried. But Ms. Rosso pointed her finger and said, "Both of you, return to your seats. Maybe spending recess inside will help you two sort things out." It wasn't even my fault. At lunch recess on Tuesday, Brad Lugsley stole my brand new baseball cap. I said, "Give it back." But he said, "Come and get it." Then he crumpled it up and threw it into a mud puddle. And what did I do to him? Nothing. Brad Lugsley did this for no reason. When I showed my muddy cap to Ms. Rosso, she said, "Your mother is going to hear about this, Brad Lugsley." Then she looked at me. "Jamie Higgins, you must take better care of your things." And it wasn't even my fault. On Wednesday, Brad Lugsley called me a weirdo just because I didn't feel like playing with him at morning recess. After that, he told some of my friends I was no fun to play with. Brad Lugsley was being mean to me for no reason. Then, on Thursday, just when I was about to show the class my really cool rock collection, Brad Lugsley started to snicker at the back of the class. Ms. Rosso said, "Brad Lugsley, that's not how we show respect." But it was too late. Brad Lugsley got the whole class laughing at me for no reason. Friday was the worst day of all. Brad Lugsley dared me to slide down the banister to the lunchroom. When I said, "No way," he called me a chicken. I told him I could if I wanted to, but he said, "You're a scaredy cat." Brad Lugsley was picking on me again for no reason. When I got home from school, I was ready to explode. "That new boy, Brad Lugsley, is ruining my life," I yelled to my mom. "I tried to stay away from him all week, but he just keeps picking on me for no reason." At last, Saturday came, and I got to sleep in. I dreamed Brad Lugsley moved far away. I would never have to deal with him picking on me again. Then I woke up and remembered Brad Lugsley was still in my life, being mean. That's when I got an idea. It was Monday morning again. The recess bell had just rung, and my class was lined up at the door. I turned and looked Brad Lugsley straight in the eye and gave him a great big smile for no reason. "What's that for?" he asked. "You're a chicken." I was ready for him this time. "Cluck, cluck, cluck," I said, and started to laugh at the surprised look on his face.
"What's wrong with you, scaredy cat?" he asked.
"Meow," I said, and laughed even harder. Some of the other kids started to cluck and meow too. Soon, the whole class was laughing.
even Brad Lugsley. When I got outside, Brad Lugsley was waiting for me.
"Hey, Jamie."
It sounded like his mean voice again. Then he smiled and said,
"Jamie, you sure know how to make people laugh. And, hey, sorry for picking on you."
It seemed like he wanted to be friends.
"Wanna play soccer?" I asked.
"Sure," he answered. "That would be awesome."
Then we gave each other a great big smile, for no reason, and raced to the soccer field. When I got home from school, I told my mom I had made a new friend, Brad Lugsley. Then I gave her the biggest hug ever, for no reason.
I believe that we should always do our very best to be kind and fair to everyone we meet. But sometimes you might come across someone who isn't being very kind or very fair to you. And then you have to figure out what you're going to do about it. Why do you think Brad Lugsley was being mean to Jamie? It's not always easy to figure out why someone isn't being nice to you. Sometimes you might be able to find out the reason, but other times you might never know. We can't always know what another person is thinking or feeling, no matter how hard we try. But if someone is picking on you over and over again, the way Brad Lugsley was picking on Jamie every single day, then something does need to be done about it. It's a problem that we should try to solve. What do you think you would have done if you had been Jamie and someone was picking on you? I think Jamie had a really creative solution. And I think that her solution might have worked for a couple of different reasons. One thing I liked about her chicken joke and her meow joke was the way it made everybody laugh. I also think it's interesting that she didn't make people laugh at Brad Lugsley. When she was clucking like a chicken and meowing like a cat, she wasn't being mean to Brad Lugsley back. She was just being funny for everybody to enjoy. And that's another reason why I think her strategy worked. Where I live, school is starting soon. Maybe where you live, there are already kids going to school every day. Or maybe school hasn't started yet for you. And of course, not all kids go to school anyway. Some kids learn at home or in other places. But whether you go to school or not, you might meet another kid someday who isn't being nice to you. And I wonder what you will do when it's your turn to solve this problem. Thanks to Kathleen Gower for sharing her book, For No Reason, with us here at Elderberry Tales.
I'll include a link to where you can see some pictures from the book and how to purchase a copy. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.